Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say Friday.
He's been saying it for 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, the tables are turned. Oh, I'm wounded. It's Free Fire Radio time. Hey, welcome. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:06 now. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers. And we are streaming live today at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. I am in a good mood, and Bad Bob, I'm going to drag you with me.
Good morning, by the way. Beautiful sunrise, and
isn't it?
Linda has details on that, of course.
And I do.
Speaking of detailed, Linda.
Well, I have a 7-day forecast, absolutely. It's going to be very breezy today, in case you didn't hear the wind. Wow. Antihistamine time! Or just be very careful. Breezy today with temperatures that are reaching around 83. Actually, they've killed all, if you've had permits for fires, they have now,
ended that.
It is deceased. Seasoned, whatever that's called. Clear tonight with temperatures around 56. And before we go any further, the temperature is always, weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We went out and did a trail ride yesterday with all the media outlets, and it was a blast. I thought it was a really great team builder. But before we go anywhere, let's say hello.
It was for the Reading Rodeo Association.
Reading Rodeo Association.
Everybody was out there. They brought horses.
Chicks and Chaps, which is happening on the 17th. The rodeo is the whole week of the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, all that stuff that goes on.
And the Anselmo's provided 6 horses. The Cowboys provided the rest of the horses. Anselmo's Vineyards provided lunch and wine, and it's just everybody had a great time.
It was really cool to get to know everybody, and it was a good team building. So thank you so much to Anselmo Vineyards and the Reading Rodeo Association and all the media that came out.
Yeah.
And speaking of experts, because that's what it takes, and the horses were just phenomenal. It was really great for people who had not ridden in a long time, and they may had a fear of horses, but they went, they walked through. And those of you know who are listening know who I'm talking about. It was great. So every weekday mornings we do this at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. This is our Wells Fargo Advisor Expert, and it's Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Markets have started negative this morning, down 58 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, bringing that to 14,781. The S&P 500 is down 7 at 1,590, and the NASDAQ is down 14 at 3,313. Active stocks today include Sirius Radio, up 7 cents at $3.32, and Merck Corporation, down $1.59 at $45.41. Stocks of local interest, Pepsi is up 4 cents at $82.51, and North Valley Bank is down 22 cents at $17.08. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.83%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $2.59 at $90.87. Gold is down $21.20 at $1,450. And silver is down 65 cents at $23.53. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors, as Linda said, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because Wall Street is a very volatile place, and you need people to know what's going on and been following it and can help you. And that's the gang down at Wells Fargo Advisors.
We want to do a shout-out to our good friends who are listening in Baton Rouge. are the Goins. Hi, Lori. Hi, Rick. And today is May Day.
I hope you don't have too many strings of beads around your neck, Rick.
Today's May Day. When we come back, we're going to talk, what is May Day? I mean, there's a lot of mystical and mythical things that are around what May Day represents. The 1st of May.
It used to represent a lot of things where I was going to school at.
When was the last time anybody saw a maypole?
I did.
Did you?
I danced around the maypole up in Trinity. One time, I think it was in Higham Palm or something like that. I didn't know what I was in for. They were drumming.
Was it green and leafy?
Yeah. And I wasn't smoking anything.
Was there
everybody around me was.
Was there like a sacrifice of a goat afterwards?
No, there was a drumming thing, and some girls up there that I used to bead with invited me. So there I was with the long ribbons around the May, danced around the maypole. I thought, oh, what did I get my, I was the only one that had shaved my armpits. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build a dream with 3 full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins Friday when friends and family gather at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Clare Angle Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment, food, and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m. Free entry forms online at ShastaDamboree.org. Then celebrate the City of Shasta Lake's 20th anniversary at Clare Angle Park with live music, arts and crafts, food and drink. The first 800 attendees will receive free food and drink vouchers. Margaret Polk Park will host the Show and Shine at Auto Swap Meet. Sunday, enjoy the all-new Garden Fair at Clare Angle Park featuring plants, seeds, antiques, pottery, and much more. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. The annual Shasta Damboree this weekend.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 7:15 in the morning. It's May 1st. May 1st. There's something about May 1st. And I know we're going to talk about the May Day poll, but Bob, one of the reasons that May 1st was always celebrated was,
well, in certain cultures, that's when you took your annual bath, which is why you had your May bride. That's why weddings were traditionally in May, because that's the only time you could stand downwind to the bride.
My gosh. So you took your yearly bath then?
And that's what I'm told. And of course, all the festivals to, spring planting and all that. And it just, those traditions stick with us.
Okay. I have one for you.
Okay.
In Hawaii, May Day is Lay Day.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
It's been a day.
It is in many places.
Well, it's been friends with lovers, bosses, relatives, just about anyone and everyone gives the gift of a lei to another,
putting it
around the receiver's neck and accompanying it with a traditional kiss.
That's right.
How sweet.
It's true.
It's also, we know about the maypole. They say that traditional holiday celebrated since ancient times. And since the 1880s, May Day has been celebrated in some countries, particularly socialist nations, as a labor holiday.
Well, I know. I think the Russians are trying to bring that one back, too.
It's a little FYI.
When they run the big nukes down the street.
Yeah, Mr. Putin there. All right. Hey, big news. We had it on last week when they were hitting around about it. Turtle Bay has put out an offer to buy the land. That to build the hotel on, and with the purchase, and the way they're doing this is, and it hasn't come out officially, but on the front page of the paper, plus it wasn't a very well kept secret anyway in the media, they want to buy the land that the hotel sits on, they're going to go through appraisers. One will be an appraiser, I'm sure, for the private investors, which includes McConnell Foundation and a bunch of other private investors, they're going to get an appraiser. Of course, the city will have an appraiser, and if they need to, they'll have a third appraiser to make sure there's a fair price for the property. And the bottom line is the battle was over the prevailing wage. They couldn't come up with the other $2 or $3 million it was going to take for prevailing wage, depending on who says it, $1.5 or $3 million. One and a half was from the unions, and three, I think, was from the Turtle Bay board of directors. Anyway, in fact, the unions, when they were on our show, said, hey, they've got a choice. They either pay prevailing wage, they rent it at a fair price, or they buy it at a fair price. So it looks like they've listened to the union spokesman, and they're going to attempt to buy the property at a fair price and then build it. I assume then when they build it, it won't be at prevailing wage because it's private, it's private construction. More and more on this as we go along. There's already, as you can imagine, the nameless, faceless people that were making the comments about the property. The bottom line is, I believe, is that it's a fair price. A fair price that is good for the city and good for the investors that are putting a hotel there. The hotel, as we've learned, is not going to destroy the hotel business here in town. In fact, it could actually enhance it. There will be a dip in the first six or seven months. This is according to one of the hoteliers from here in Reading. So is it a good idea? Let's let it run with this. Let's see what happens. If they can, this kind of means a total final, break. And not that there hasn't been it mostly, but a final break here with the city of Reading. So it is all privately owned and privately run. But they have this stream of revenue from this hotel that should take care of everything. I think why not make everybody happy on this? Then you won't have to complain about things. Oh gosh, you're getting it for nothing. Oh, this and all that. It's over then. And the city gets a big chunk of money to do some things that are good. The McConnell Foundation and the investors get the property to be able to build. So let's see what happens with this. At least it started. Tomorrow we're going to have one of the spokesmen for the board of directors for Turtle Bay will be on our show. At least one of them. And we're going to be talking about this. And later on we'll have somebody from the city, too. I'd like to have somebody from the city talking about it. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. I got some real heartburn with a few things. I do.
Let it out, baby.
Well, it's just the fact that we talk about taking care of our kids. We talk about doing the right thing. And now the FDA is getting ready to do something that can have a significant impact on a young woman's life, young women's lives. And yet you, as a parent, have nothing to say about it. Again, parental rights are being subjugated to the government. We'll be right back.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there? Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William, give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Wind River Casino is the place to salsa the weekend away for your Cinco de Mayo fiesta. Enjoy delicious chicken, shrimp, or fish tacos in Overtime Sports Bar. Only $5. Served all weekend long. $2 tequila shots and tequila sunrises. Margaritas and cerveza specials. On Saturday night, a kickin' DVJ will be mixing it up at Overtime Sports Bar. Sunday, serve up a Mexican-inspired brunch inside Elements. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo all weekend long at Wind River Casino. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays, drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Jim Dyer.
And this is Lou White. We are inviting you to join us on Mother's Day, May 12th, for the 40th annual Old Shasta Music Festival.
Both the Jim Dyer Band
and the Lou White Band will be performing, along with our friends, the Manzanita Band and Wild Bill and the Mud Wompers.
The Shasta Service Guild is presenting a full day of family fun featuring music, artisans, and food.
Continue the tradition, as this annual Mother's Day event has been bringing families together for 40 years and is now held at the new Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp off Highway 299 West in Old Shasta.
The gates open at 10:30 a.m. and it'll all wrap up at 6:30 that evening, and there'll be on-site and off-site parking.
Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org, or you can pay at the gate.
Support the Shasta Service Guild, learn about local artisans, enjoy great music and food, and spend the family day together at the 40th Mother's Day Old Shasta Music Festival.
It will all happen Sunday, May 12th at the Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp in Old Shasta.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
His name was Will. He wore a band. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there.
Oh, yeah. Barry Manilow. Are we playing this, my friend, because the NBA basketball player who came out today? What was his name? What's the name of the basketball player?
I'm sorry, NBA is so far NBA below my radar. Right.
Jason Collins.
Okay, he's the very first professional athlete, male professional athlete that's come out and said that he was gay. And of course, he got a phone call from President Obama. The Marine that won that Navy Cross, for that battle in Afghanistan did not receive a phone call from, Barack Obama. Perhaps if he had said he was gay and had won the Navy Cross, President Obama would have called him. What do you think? Is that just me? Am I being petty here? Am I being petty?
No,
I'm not being
petty.
Well,
I know how you feel.
I know how I feel because I'll tell you exactly now, just like we talked yesterday. They were actually paying bonuses to people in the Veterans Administration for the haphazardly slipshod way they had of taking care of our veterans, paying them bonuses. Well, this year they don't get their bonuses. Well, that's because that the number of cases that are backlogged grew from 200,000 to 1 million. How about that? Could that be a good reason? Instead of just having 500,000 cases backlogged and you got your damn bonus, now they're taking those bonuses away from you. Have you ever thought about taking these people and firing them? Putting people in place that actually care about veterans? Barack Obama says, I care about my veterans. I care about my veterans. No, he doesn't. He has a disdain for the military like you could never believe, starting from the day he was inaugurated and he passed the Medal of Honor ball up. 97 recipients of the Medal of Honor of our United States, the highest military award for valor that could be given, meet once a year or meet during the inauguration and have their own ball, their own, it's small. Every president in this country since this ball was conceived over 50 years ago has attended the Congressional Medal of Honor ball, except Barack Obama. The first time and the second time. His love for the military. Corpsman. Yeah. Well, let's go on further with that. Let's talk about the government and its overreaches. The FDA is getting ready to approve the morning after pill. You're saying they've already approved it. Yeah, but now they're getting ready to approve it so that 15-year-olds can buy it over the counter. The morning after pill is a, if I understand this right, isn't an abortion pill. Is that right, Bad Bob? It induces abortions?
Yeah. It prevents implantation.
Right. So that's, it's an abortion pill. It used to be behind the counters and you had to be 17 years old. FDA is getting ready to make it so that you can buy it over the counter and when you're 15 years old. Of course, children can still get assistance in abortions from the schools in California, and parents never have to know about it. My question is this, my friends. At what point?
I think that's wrong. I'm sorry.
It is wrong. You know what? You can say, oh, well, maybe they couldn't tell their parents. Guess what?
You're responsible for a child or a human being. If you bring a human being into this world, or you are the adoptive parent, or you are the guardian of this child till they're 18 years old, I think that you should know every single thing about that child. Mentally, physically, spiritually, definitely be in that child's life with every decision alongside them.
Well, in a perfect world, it would be like that. Unfortunately, it's not like that. But somewhere along the way, because the child gets a child gets in trouble and gets pregnant, I can't tell my parents. What do I do? Well, eventually they had to tell their parents. So, at this point, they could go to the schools, and the school will help them take them to Planned Parenthood, and they can have an abortion. The parents would never know about it.
See, what you're doing there is you're creating secrets. Now you're creating a triangle. You're creating multiple reasons of the breakdown in the family structure. If you can't go to your parents, or let's say, I just can't believe we're passing a law. If you can't go to your parents, okay, they're going to beat me, or I'm going to be shunned. I understand the feeling of that, but ultimately, the family structure has been chipped away with this kind of law.
Well, with the FDA saying that you can be 15 years or older and get it over the counter, which means you can self-abort. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. What a brave new world we're in, isn't it?
You know, first of May, I guess it's because it's outdoor. We're going to be outdoor and doing these things. My problem is this, is that now children, and you know what, and I will argue with a lot of 15-year-olds are still children, a lot of 30-year-olds are still children, can go and get the pill, and parents never know about it. But what about the mental and psychological repercussions this could have? And nobody's going to know about it because they can just walk in and buy it.
Well, you know, I have two daughters. They're young, but, you know, I'm going to blink twice if they're going to be that age. And I find this extremely upsetting, to be honest, because, look, as adults, you're responsible for them until way into their 20s under all these new laws they got. But at 15, they can run around and have illegal sex and then abort your grandchildren, and you don't even get the privilege of knowing about it? Wow, that's awesome.
They're going to allow the pill to sit next to the spermicides or other women's health products and condoms. And,
yeah,
and anybody who wants to buy it must prove their age at the cash register. So if they've got to prove they're 15. I guess they can use their high school ID card when they're in there or their whatever they're doing.
But again, you know, Carlos,
what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We just got like 20 seconds.
Well, I just saw something that further goes along with just how crazy things are. on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop, there's a masseuse working on a guy with a table and everything right there on the corner. So apparently, they have benefits for the guys with the car war signs.
Wait a minute.
Nowadays.
It's on Hilltop and where?
Cypress.
Okay, Hilltop and Cypress.
Yeah, she's advertising.
We need to change that. We need to check that one out. Okay, Jay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jay.
We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are retreating on the first trading day of the month following disappointing earnings from the likes of MasterCard and Merck. Several weaker-than-expected reports on the economy are also taking a toll. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 55 points. Meanwhile, all three Detroit automakers are out with their monthly sales figures. General Motors sales are up 10% versus the same time last year. Ford is posting its best April sales since 2007, up 18% from a year ago. The Ford Escape, the Ford Fusion, and the new Lincoln MKZ all set new records. And it looks like uncertainty over the economy didn't stop Americans from buying cars and trucks last month. Chrysler's also having its best April since 2007, with an 11% increase from the same time last year. The Ram pickup was the company's top seller. And Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is buying the remaining 20% stake in IMC International that it doesn't already own. The price tag, more than $2 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com and use the secret code MOM62. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM62.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State. With amazing makers, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
The federal government is calling the Utah prairie dog an endangered species. Despite the fact there's an overpopulation of these creatures in much of Utah, they're damaging private property, but the property owners can't touch them. Iron County, Utah, public defender Matt Munson will tell us how Utah is fighting back this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The 65th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 15th through the 18th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday is family night. Thursday is jack-in-the-box night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the inaugural Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-County's Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome
well,
back.
Good morning.
Me first.
7:34 in the morning. It's currently 59 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be breezy today with temperatures reaching to about an 83. Again, welcome on the first day of May. It's May Day. All over the world, it's May Day.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. They are the North State's nutrition experts down at Orchard Nutrition. They're located in the Cypress Square Mall there, but at 221 Locust Street right in Redding, or give them a call at 530-244-9141. If you're looking for good nutrition, if you're looking for people that know what they're doing and you can ask questions, Orchard Nutrition.
We're very, very excited to have Sharon Clay with us this morning, and she is the animal expert from Turtle Bay.
Hi. Good morning.
Is there a title?
Yeah, my title is Curator of Animal Programs.
Curator of Animal Programs. Now, tell us, how did you become, did you always want to be into the animal program? Is it something that you trained for, or were you a curator of museums, and the next thing you know?
No, actually, I think my parents knew I was going to end up with animals when I was, I think, 5, and we went to Yellowstone and I hugged a wild deer. I think that was like, I think I cemented my future right there. But so I went to college for an animal degree, and so I have degrees in animal behavior, and you know, physical anthropology, ethology. So I went to school for, I'm an animal behaviorist, and that's what I went to school for. And so then actually learning how to work with the animals is really on the job. I mean, that school stuff's really important, to get the good foundation and really understand the animals. But to start working with them, that's on the job. And I've been doing it, oh my gosh, I hate to say, like 24
no,
years.
No, it's fabulous.
It's a long time.
You know, brag out loud about that.
Yeah.
Please do. We'd love to hear that. That's the beautiful thing about Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay is always educating. You hear a little thing in the background there, that little ding, ding, ding. It's the, you know, you brought the porcupine, the star of the show, Spike.
Yeah, she is one of the stars, correct.
And you They're have a brand stars. New show that's just kicked off.
That's right. The Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show is, this is in its actually 7th summer, but we make changes to it every single year. We add new animals, we add new parts, we change up the dialogue, we teach new things every year. It is so much fun. I'm so proud of the show because it's gotten better every year. The animals all do natural behaviors. We train them to do their natural behaviors on cue. So, for example, you might see, you know, a National Geographic special of a porcupine, but how often do people actually see one in the wild? How often does anyone actually see them use their tail to climb down a tree? People don't see that type of thing. So we train her to do those behaviors on cue, and then we choreograph it to music, and then we make it look really fun. We make it look like tricks. We make it look like these things. And so it's educational, but it's so much fun. And it's a half an hour long. We have 12 animals in 30 minutes. And so it goes by very quickly. So we love it. I mean, we have this year we have our new red fox, who's just turned a year old. We got him as an orphan last year. And again, this is like my favorite behavior in the world. Everyone knows the red fox. You see the National Geographic specials where they pounce through the snow. Like they leap up and they do that face first pile drive right into the snow. We actually train that behavior in him. So he does it during the show. So people actually can see his pouncing behavior. So things like that. The hawks fly over your head. The owls fly. I mean, how often do you get to experience the silent flight of an owl? So really fun.
Well, we've attended a show at Turtle Bay, it's not the Animal Kingdom, it's called the
Walk on the Wild Side.
Walk on the Wild Side. And we took my parents. We sat in the bleachers and please, for those of you who are listening this morning, take your family. This is educational. It's lovely. It's like, forget about Africa, USA. You got it right here in Redding, California. Take your friends when they come to visit. It's really wonderful. You've got exhibit. You got the butterfly exhibit coming again.
The butterflies are opening. We have it for 6 weeks this year. We're really happy. We weren't sure we were going to have it open at all this year. And we actually have it open from some generous donors. Gave us the money to be able to open it for 6 weeks. It opens May 21st, goes through July 4th weekend. So you can come down and see. We have up to about 36 different native North American species of butterflies that will be in there for people to see and experience. And the butterfly house is so amazing too, because it's such a different experience. I mean, that's the thing I love about Turtle Bay, working there. I love that we have something for everybody. Like the animal show's got energy and fun, and you know, and then you have, you know, in the museum, you have like, you know, we'll have a historical educational thing that you get to really learn the history. And then you go into the butterfly house and it's like so tranquil. It's like the Zen experience of Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. You know, you just go in there and you can sit and the butterflies land on you and there's, you know, the soft Enya music or something playing. And
then
just,
the lorikeets,
wonderful.
They land on you too.
Oh yeah. And then the lorikeets, that's the other extreme.
Carl loves that. Yeah.
Have you been in there?
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh, the Parrot Playhouse.
I could spend an hour in there.
Yeah, we created the Parrot Playhouse. We're on our second year of that. We just finished year two. So we're on our third year of that and it's, oh my gosh, it's the other extreme of the butterflies. It is the, like, the adrenaline yes. section of the animal department, where you go in and they land all over you. And they're such a neat bird. We chose the lorikeets because we really want at Turtle Bay to show people the diversity that's out there. And we all think of parrots as like, you know, your green parrot or your macaw with a big tail. But these parrots are so special because they have this special tongue and they eat nectar. Yes. And so they're important. They like pollinate.
So you get the nectar. And you bring the nectar inside the cage or the crate or the bird sanctuary, if you will. Yes. And you walk in with your nectar and they, love you. All of a sudden you are the star. If you're having an ego problem, go see all of a sudden you're the most popular person and they, you know, they crawl all over you and they love on you and you feel like you're connected with nature.
Yes, definitely. And you definitely feel the love.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back though, speaking of the love, we have Spike the Porcupine that we're going to turn loose here in the studio. And last time, Spike and Bad Bob just had they built a relationship like you couldn't believe. And in fact, I'm looking at right now, hey Bob, right now Spike is giving you the eye and says, here, this time I'm going to kiss you on the face.
That's not the end I'm worried about.
Okay. It's not the face you're worried about. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
That's right. Turtle Bay is our guest right now. We're talking about the animal show.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. It's been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. Their spring water is drawn from their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at www.mountshastaspringwater.com.
Well, we've just opened the cage. Sharon Clay is our animal behavioral specialist. I know that there's from Turtle Bay, and she's brought in Spike the porcupine. She just opened up if you can visualize this now, open up the crate. Spike is chewing on something. You know, it's a beautiful coat. You want to pet him, but you know that underneath that beautiful coat, there's some white stuff, and that white is
the quills. That's right.
The quills.
So porcupines have three types of hair, just like us. Like, we have different types of hair on our body. They have three types of hair on their body. One are their guard hairs. Those are things people think are their quills, those golden hairs that cover the whole body. It's actually like whiskers. Because they live in trees, they don't want to ever get stuck. So this whole body full of what are like whiskers or guard hairs help her to know how much space she has and helps her feel around. And then under that is her coat, and that's the brown fur that you see. Now, in the summertime, as you can start to see the quills underneath, that sheds. And so it gets really thick in the winter, and it sheds off in the spring and the summer. Mm-hmm. And then under that are the quills. So the quills are just a type of hair. It's a modified hair that's hardened with a point and little, like, fish hooks on the end of it. So they stick in, and then they come out of the body and stay in whatever it's
stuck
into.
Are the quills being held in kind of like, almost like a muscular reflex? So if they loosen, it comes out, or are they attached to anything?
They're attached. I mean, they're in follicles. They're just loosely attached.
Okay.
And so you have to make contact for them to fall out. And they can't shoot the quills, but the myths for shooting the quills come from, really two places. The one that we think is really funny is, for some reason, we decided that cartoons were reality. I don't know why we thought that, but we think, you know, opossums.
Looney Tunes.
That's right. Opossums hanging from the tail. Vultures wait for things to die.
Okay.
The porcupines shoot their quills. I mean, we spend all the time trying to, like, dispel the cartoons.
Yeah, we actually believe that the president could talk without teleprompters.
Oh, she's putting her hand out now. Oh. Sharon is, and, doing like a little, like a wave, like the children do.
Like a high five.
Yeah, Spike is doing a hand gesture back, like, more. How cute is that? Now, you know,
Spike looks
are
bigger
they
than
that,
last.
Is she big?
She's actually small. How weird
like,
is that?
She looks
really?
Bigger than
yeah,
last
Yeah, she's
year.
Actually really small. She weighed, I just weighed her before I came, she weighs 16 pounds. In the wintertime, she'll get up to 19. She puts on a big layer of winter fat. So she weighs about 19 in the winter, about 16, 16 and a half in the summertime. And what's really, amazing.
That's all right. We're taking care of the porcupine.
Right now, Sharon is reaching down
to give her treats
to keep her in one spot.
Yeah.
So that we don't have her under the tables like we did last year, and she started out after with
she was nibbling.
She and Bad Bob are just having a wonderful
time.
Well,
like you said, she's not now. Even if do porcupines have a tendency to want to brush up against things to kind of get the quills out?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. They're just a hair. In the springtime, just like us or any other animals, right, we shed. Mm-hmm. And so they'll shed the quills. It's just a hair. So they shed them in the spring. And then they have these little hooks on them, so they'll get caught in the fur. So every once in a while, they'll shake and the quills will fly,
wow,
which is another reason people think they're shooting them, but they're
okay.
not. It's just quills that are stuck in the fur. They want to keep those quills. They have 30,000 quills covering their body, and they need that for protection. It's their only protection. They don't bite for protection. They don't move very fast. They're so slow.
They're very non-aggressive animals.
From
what I understand, they are like one of the least aggressive animals.
Correct.
In nature.
Correct. They have no aggression, actually. You know, their relatives, like the African crested porcupine, they live on the ground and they have a little bit more aggression. But like the North American porcupine has no aggression. They just live up in the tree, eat the bark off the tree. They just want to be left alone. And those quills, they don't attack with the quills. They don't chase you down with the quills. All they do when they get scared is tuck their bare face and they have a bare belly. They tuck it together, lift all the quills up and spin in circles. That's it. That's all they do. So when your dog has a face full of quills, I picture a lab, you know, a Labrador retriever. I just picture one of them seeing this animal, gets all excited, you know, I get to see it prancing with its tongue hanging out. And then the chewy toy starts to spin in circles.
Yes.
I mean, what's more exciting than that? So then, of course, they're going to go over and try to grab a hold of it. And they end up with a face full of quills.
Why don't you go feed Spike a little nibble?
I'd be glad to. So this is a Northwest.
North American.
North American. And like you said, this is what makes it different is this is, you know, more docile.
Extremely.
Docile, extremely docile. Mm-hmm. Why, you know, I was kind of thinking the scheme of nature. You know, why the, you know, I'll do it. Okay, Carl's going to feed him now because I'm asking a question on him. Oh, you know, how could you not love? Wish we were streaming live right now on TV so you guys could see. This is amazing. Very tame. You know, I can see the behavior of if this is the same, you brought Spike here before. Spike, even just in the last year, has just done such an improvement as far as just, I guess being more socialized. Would that be correct? And he's very socialized. And Carl has got his, paw on. Okay. Is it a claw? Those are claws.
They are claws.
Well, because they have to climb trees, so they have to be able to dig their, oh, look at. Now, how old is Spike?
Okay. So Spike is 10 years old. And those hooks, those claws are just tree hooks. I mean, that's what she's going to climb a tree with. She's got built-in tree hooks. And, so she doesn't use those claws for aggression either. She loves broccoli. That's what, Linda's giving her some broccoli right now.
Hey, Mike, man, I just fed a porcupine.
So. She'll walk on her back legs and they have a flat tail and they use their tail like a tripod. So they'll sit up and they use the tail like they have a built-in chair. So they'll sit on the tail with the back legs. It's like a little tripod. And then they use the tail also for climbing, for leverage. So it's not prehensile. Like they can't wrap it or hold with it. They just use it for leverage. It's flat. You know, her larger cousin is the beaver. So picture a beaver tail, but make it a little smaller and pointed, covered with quills. And that's their tail. So it's a little paddle that they sit on and use for leverage.
Okay, so when do we start? When does the show start?
The show started Saturday.
They just started.
We're going every day,
okay.
Except for Mondays. So 6 days a week at 11 and 12, all the way through Labor Day.
Fabulous.
Okay. And tomorrow night we have the,
Tomorrow night is a great fundraiser for Turtle Bay. It's going to be a fabulous event. If you don't already have tickets, make sure you get them for Natural Indulgence. Now, I didn't even want to go to this at first because I thought anything called natural can't possibly be fun.
Okay, so now he's coming over here and I'm going to make sure my leg does not brush up.
And we're going to take a quick break here because it's time to take a break. We come back, we'll crowd Spike and we'll talk about Natural Indulgence. And by the way, it looks like Patrick Jones is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock hour. So it's not just Second Amendment. We're going to talk about Turtle Bay and the hotel. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build a dream with three full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins Friday when friends and family gather at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Clare Angle Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment, food, and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m.
free entry forms online at ShastaDanMarie.org. Then celebrate the city of Shasta Lake's 20th anniversary at Clare Eagle Park with live music, arts and crafts, food and drink. The first 800 attendees will receive free food and drink vouchers. Margaret Polk Park will host the Show and Shine at Auto Swap Meet. Sunday, enjoy the all-new Garden Fair in Clare Eagle Park featuring plants, seeds, antiques, pottery, and much more. For more information, go online to ShastaDanMarie.org or call 949-2759. The annual Shasta Danbury this weekend.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBot, 62 degrees, May 1st, 7:55 in the morning, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's getting hot out there, my friends. Give them a call. They'll take care of that air conditioner
for you. I love it when it's functional.
Oh, yeah. And they've come out to our house and they just did their twice yearly, special on it where they go and make sure everything's working. And it works great. It's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. But I can tell you what, Martin and his people there are really good at what they do. Alliance Heating and Air.
I just petted a porcupine. Did you ever think you could pet a porcupine? Because I remember, you know, my horses, my dogs, quills.
I know. Can you say that like 10 times fast? Pet a porcupine?
Okay. Now, tonight.
You want to pet the porcupine?
I petted the porcupine. Okay. The porcupine had her paws around me and was, in fact, licking my toenails. Or my fingernails. I'm sorry.
It was
okay,
cute.
Natural indulgence. Let's
natural indulgence. Tomorrow night, May 2nd, we will be there at the Turtle Bay Museum. Buy your tickets today. It's delicious natural delicacies, and what they're doing is that you're going to have some of your top restaurants in town that are coming forward and creating some absolutely spectacular, what would you call them?
Indulgent meals. I mean, really. I mean, I think I was saying before the break, you know, when I heard natural, I'm a junk food junkie. I mean, if it's good for me, I don't really want to have anything to do with it. And it took me a second to understand that, yes, it's natural indulgence, but you want to pay attention to the second word. It's indulgence.
Yes.
And so it's actually really good stuff. This is not tofu and granola.
Yeah, tapas,
this is like, yeah. They're making some.
Charles, Woodside Grill.
Yeah, Catwell's, there's like bacon wraps.
C.R. Gibbs.
Bacon wraps, sirloin meatballs made with organic meat. And it's like, oh.
And for those of you that just want to go and indulge, they're also having cocktails from Wind River, Charles, C.R. Gibbs.
Natural, I think the gourmet, those people who really are foodies who are going to love this, people who really like, ooh, you know, how do I do a pomegranate, whatever? Ooh, how did you make that? You know, summer's coming.
Who cares, pomegranate?
Yeah, but they have like a pear infused.
Yes.
Tequila, something. I mean, just some incredible things.
But those are fun things to be able to have when you have dinner parties with guests.
For those you hear this.
Anyway, of course, there's wine tasting as well tomorrow night. So this is, of course, always trying to figure out innovative ways to raise funds for Turtle Bay and natural indulgence. It also highlights some of the great restaurants in town and interesting ways that they can make food fun.
That's right. And healthy. I mean, like, some of these things that they're making, you're like, wow, that's actually healthy. And it's so amazing. And then we have a raffle that's going along with it. And the raffle is one person. There's 250 tickets. They're $20 a ticket. And these tickets give you, there's one winner that gets 12 months of indulgence. So for example, every month you get something different in it. Like in February is Indulge Your Appetite, and you get a $50 gift certificate to Savory Spoon, and, you know, Wrapped for $25, and, you know, all kinds of things like that. You have one that's, you know, Indulge Your Spirit. Not at this event,
but that could be, hey, we'll arrange it. You win one of these things or you buy 150 tickets, you can pet the porcupine.
But you know what? I don't think so. But
okay.
If you come to the show, you can volunteer to come down and race the badger.
Race the Badger.
That's in the show this year. So that's really great. And the Badger, by the way, has been asked to be on the show New Girl. So on May 14th, we went down in April. We went down to L.A. with our Badger, and our Badger was filmed for New Girl. May 14th, the season finale, will be our Badger.
Okay. Sharon
you
Clay.
You are a rock star, yeah. And Sharon, so is Spike.
Sharon
Thank
Clay
you.
And Spike have been here today. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we're going to Patrick Jones, I got a phone call, and he's going to be rolling through here. We want to talk Turtle Bay and Second Amendment, and I believe...
Front page news.
Yeah. Then when we come back from Gun Owners of California.
Thanks. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A lot of Americans are driving new cars. The big three automakers all had double-digit sales gains last month. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
It may be the best April in 6 years. The Escape small SUV and the F-Series pickup helped Ford sales last month jump 18% compared to a year ago.
F-Series sales were up 24% in April. This was our best F-Series April sales month since 2006.
GM and Chrysler's April sales each rose 11% with strong truck sales for both. Nissan sales jumped 23% year over year, but Volkswagen declined 10% with slowing Passat sales. Dave?
Jennifer, in another gauge of the economy, a report by ADP showed slower hiring in April. Private employers added 119,000 jobs, the fewest in 7 months. The Dow is down 49 points. Some parents don't like this. Girls as young as 15 will be able to get the morning after pill, emergency contraception, over the counter. Other parents say
it would be a worse situation if they ended up having the child.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration decision surprised a lot of people. The Plan B morning after pill may be sold to girls as young as 15, reversing rules that put the age limit at 17. Now, a federal judge had ordered an end to the age 17 minimum. The FDA says the new plan was already in the works, so no word whether the agency will go through with an appeal of that ruling. Government statistics show that more women of all ages are turning to emergency contraception. Dave?
Rich, a House committee plans another hearing next week into last year's deadly attack in Benghazi, Libya. President Obama's vowed justice will be done.
If he's going to get to the bottom of it, better hurry up and do it, because we got whistleblowers who are coming to us.
Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz, four State Department and CIA workers may come forward with more information on the U.S. response and security. A baby killer just got a lethal injection in Ohio. Steve Smith had pleaded for mercy, claiming he was too drunk to realize he was killing the 6-month-old girl he was raping. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
It's May Day, and there are rallies across America for immigration reform. It's also a day of protest for workers' rights around the world. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
Workers rallied in Cambodia and Indonesia. In the Philippines, some rallied outside the U.S. Embassy with signs depicting their president as President Obama's servant. In the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka, thousands of factory employees demanded an end to unsafe working conditions in the country's huge textile industry. A factory building collapsed last week there, killing over 400 people. Labor leader Imran Hook says it's a sad day for workers across the country.
We are actually celebrating this May Day with sorrow.
In Turkey, police arrested 25 protesters during May Day clashes there. They're also out in Greece and Spain, protesting against government spending cuts. Dave?
Emily, an Afghanistan government peace negotiator has been killed. So have his two bodyguards, attacked as they headed to a meeting to discuss plans for Afghan troops to take over control from NATO. Bolivia's president is expelling the U.S. for Agency for International Development, claiming it's trying to undermine his country's government. He threw the U.S. ambassador and American drug agents out of Bolivia in 2008. A new survey finds a lot of people aren't being too smart using smartphones.
Practically fused to your hand, what could possibly go wrong? But what if your smartphone ends up in someone else's hands?
About 40% of people are not taking the most basic security procedures like setting up a screen lock or putting software on the phone that could find the phone if it's lost or stolen.
Jeff Fox of Consumer Reports says another common mistake is private transactions like banking in crowded public places, coffee shops, hotels, airports.
That's not safe to do. People sitting right next to you, they could be grabbing your password or your account number.
He also says beware of malicious apps, back up your photos and other data, and turn off location tracking when you're not using it.
That's Lisa Brady. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather here today?
Well, it's currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have a breezy day today with temperatures around 83. So, wow. I don't know. I can't tell you to wear a mask over your face, but it's pretty doggone breezy out there. Clear tonight with temperatures around 56. There's going to be gusts up today to 33. I know yesterday when we were on horseback, I had my hat just fly right off my...
It blew my hair in my eyes. It was blown so hard it blew the hair in my eyes.
Well, it's time for our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our specialist, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda, good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 51 points at 14,789. The S&P 500 is down 5 at 1591. And the NASDAQ is down 13 at 3315. Active stocks today include Merck down $1.20 at $45.80. And Microsoft down 41 cents at $32.69. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $5.01, and Exo Group is down 4 cents at $11.22. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices there, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.63%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $2.93 at $90.53. Gold is down $27.70 at $1,444.40. And silver is down 87 cents at $23.30. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. You give them a call at 530-243-7561. And I'll tell you why. The Wall Street and the stock market is so volatile. Things that are changing down on Wall Street, we as laymen have no idea what's going on there. And the experts that do this for a living follow it all the time. They are catching nuances. You and I would never do that. Catch them at 243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive and get the advice from experts. Wells Fargo Advisors.
You know what we've done this morning, and we're really excited about this because we're really being hot on the topics this morning. We have experts, and we're going to be covering a lot of things in this next hour, and we're so happy that we had a guest that's coming in that's here this morning. Now, we're going to be talking about herbs and natural healthy living and a little bit of what's happening with this new morning pill and how it can affect our youth.
Yeah, as we said, Sam Paredes was going to join us, but Sam's hung up on the national. But our other guest that we're just gonna push him out a little bit because Arundale is beginning a new show this Sunday on our station on KCNR, and it starts at 1 o'clock from 1 to 2. It's right after Living on Purpose,
a wonderful new edition
and first time show. And we're going to be talking with somebody that is one of the very few practicing
doctor of herbology.
Doctors of herbology and here in California. So we're going to be talking to Arundel when we get back, and we're going to be talking about that, plus a few other things that he's got strong feelings about.
Welcome to the show. We're going to learn a lot about him
and what he believes in and how the natural side of life can help you. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, it's May 1st, 8:09 in the morning, 62 degrees. Join us.
Dance around your maypole.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Dust off your boots and get ready for the biggest dinner and dance party rodeo style. The Redding Rodeo Steak Feed Kickoff Party is Saturday, May 11th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds at 6 p.m. Come on down for a delicious steak dinner, including all your favorite fixins and the biggest outside dance floor under the stars with live music from the Billies. It's good old-fashioned rodeo fun and a great way to kick off a week of rodeo-filled events. Don't miss the Mechanical Bull Media Challenge, and the Redding Rodeo Karaoke Competition finalists will be competing for a $1,000 purse. The Redding Rodeo Kickoff Steak Feed and Dance at the Rodeo Grounds Saturday, May 11th. Tickets are on sale now for $12.50 in advance or $15 at the door. Go to the Redding Rodeo box office at the Redding Rodeo Grounds or online to reddingrodeo.com. The biggest barbecue steak dinner and dance party in Redding under the stars, May 11th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. May the 1st, 8:12, 62 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, but they also have ice drinks. It's starting to get hot out there. They have ice drinks. The barista there will take care of you. Then the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and the tobacco prices are the lowest in town. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We're very excited about a show that we are launching this Sunday with our Dr. Arundel Spindalelis. Did I do it well?
You did quite well.
Thank you very much. A master herbologist. This is going to be a fascinating show. Let's take our listeners into the different educational aspects of what you have to do to become a master herbologist.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you obviously have to go to school. You have to go to a lot of school. They require that you study pathology, you study anatomy, biology, and in this case, you have to also study botany. You have to understand all the plants. You're required to know, at least by the time you get out, that you have to have an intimate knowledge of at least 100 different plants, their Latin names, their contraindications, how it works with other drugs, how they work in the body, how the chemistry works. There's a big emphasis on chemistry so that you understand exactly what's going on in the body. And then after you've gone through all that, then you have to do your master's thesis. You have to then take all the exams and go through all that, all the certifications. And then when all that's done, then you basically intern and study to be a clinical herbologist, which is what I am now.
Where did you go to school at? A variety of schools, or is there a specific school? The main school
that I finally got my degrees from was the College of Natural Medicine, the School of Natural Healing in Orem, Utah.
Okay.
Fabulous. Okay, so you live, you know, we're really, I'm just bringing this up because with the wind and everything, everybody's like, really, you know, thank you so much because, you know, here you are naturally doing the approach of dealing with allergies and what the pollen gets up in the nose and the next thing you know, you get inflamed. And so you're here with your drops and you're, and you came in, you're all full of, you know, great positive energy because you know this too will pass.
Absolutely.
And so, how can you share with those people who are in the wind and they've got, you know, we went horseback riding yesterday and there were a lot of people that just went,
Well, one of the best things you can do, you know, it sounds overly simple, but it's not, is garlic.
Oh.
Fresh garlic. Garlic, the nickname for garlic is Russian penicillin. A lot of people don't realize that, 3 to 5 cloves of garlic is the exact equivalent of a dose of penicillin. Garlic is a broad-spectrum antibiotic. The only difference is that whereas penicillin, ampicillin, all those other cillins will wipe out your microflora and your intestinal tract, garlic, which is a broad-spectrum, does not wipe out the good bacteria, only the harmful bacteria.
Is this fresh garlic?
Fresh garlic. Garlic has approximately 35 different sulfur compounds in it, and that's why it's so healing. But the most powerful of those is allicin. That's the one that smells. So when you get odorless garlic, you just got worthless garlic. And if you cook garlic, you destroy it. So what we tell people is when you cook your food, add garlic at the end.
Right.
That also will also keep people – it also probably can prevent colds because people can't get close enough to you.
Absolutely. That's right. So that's what we tell people. If it's a family, just everybody eat it. Nobody will know the difference.
That's right. Everybody loves it. Then.
Until you get in the car and you go somewhere and then – but anyway, that's it's a preventative. It's a health – and that's a one – I've never heard that before. Well, you just chew into a clove of garlic?
That's intense. You can do capsules too because if you take the capsules, they won't break down on your stomach. They'll break down in your intestinal tract, which means the smell won't come out your mouth.
Yeah, I've seen the garlic. Either that or we've got that big jar of garlic in the refrigerator. You can just take a spoonful every morning.
Actually, when we have people like, with extreme UTI, urinary tract infections, we have them just super dose up on that kind of garlic and it takes it right out.
Well, you know what? You may say, if you go for traditional medicine, you can't, these are the things that are really important because you can't just go into, you can't be seen maybe for 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
Meanwhile, start on it, get going on it. Now you have said before that you deal with Western medicine in your practice,
sure.
Meaning that you
Absolutely.
Know people that are maybe on a prescription they're afraid to go off of, but in the meantime, you're helping them with other elements of
Absolutely.
Maybe actually side effects.
Well, what we actually do a lot with that, we've got a patient today coming in who just went through breast surgery. Now they've got her on 5 years of chemo. She's asked us to help her through with the chemo side effects for the next 5 years, and so that's our job. That's what we're going to be doing. But as far as drugs, prescription medications, when an MD has them on them and a patient come to us, what we will often do is tell them, all right, we're not going to tell you get off the drug. What we're going to do is we're going to help you. We're going to help you with the condition that you're on that has the reason for the drug. And what happens is we don't have to tell them to get off the drug. As they go through the program and their condition improves, they'll go back to their MD. The MD will go, I've got you on too high a dose, and they'll continue to drop them down until finally they're completely off the drug. For example, prednisone. Prednisone is a very, very, very rough drug to be on. We don't tell our patients to get off of it. We take care of the condition that they're taking the prednisone for, and their MD will take them off the prednisone. So it works out quite well.
So the bottom line that I since we've been talking to you now, and we're really happy that you were starting the show.
Thank
with
you. Me too.
Is the fact that so many people are so engaged now in the fact of trying to live healthy.
Absolutely.
And we have several shows that, and we welcome every one of them about, lifestyles and the sense of responsibility in the family,
Dr. Russo.
Yeah, and Dr. Russo, and, you know, they're juicing, they're very big onto that, and the healthy lifestyle, and then herbology, which can, that is, the pharmaceuticals took the place of herbology, and as people know, back in the early 1900s, if I think probably early 1900s. I know you're the expert here, but here, the thing about it is people now are, they're eating, eggs from free ranging, chickens, which, you know, they believe is healthier, cattle that have
raw milk.
They have, you know, raw milk, that, beef that has no, additives to it and all this. But this is just the next, this is just, an extension of that.
Right.
And how people live. By also then being able to take things that, for blood pressure and cholesterol and, you know, headaches and, you know, things like this that instead of taking an inhaler and snorting it or pills every night, there are some things you can do, herbology wise.
Absolutely.
And that's what we want to address when we get back is what are the natural methods for things that I guess, you know, heart disease is one of the biggest killers, and so that for that people are taking lipids and all these things for cholesterol and high blood pressure. When we come back, I'd like you to address that.
Sure, it's easy.
All right, we'll be right back. Our guest is Dr. Aaron Dale.
Spindle-less. You'll get used to it.
I wrote it down. Yeah, you would think I would. I mean, I wrote it down, but I can't even see it from here. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no musts, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 1460, you've just tuned in, and we love you being here this morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 8:23 in the morning, 65 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite out on Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Mike Huber and his gang out there do great work with granite. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you because I cannot describe, because I do not have that artistic bent to be able to really describe it, except we gave him the keys to our house for 4 days and said, do the kitchen with your granite. They did it. They cleaned it up, and we walked in, and we couldn't have been happier price-wise, but just the aesthetics of it and the true beauty and the art that they used. And they can do that to your for your house, your bathroom. They can do fire pits outside. They can do just about anything. Estate Granite. 530-241-7866.
Our guest this morning is Arendelle Spindelelis, who has a brand new show beginning this Sunday, Healing Through Nature.
Right here on KCNR.
That's right, KCNR. And what's going to be cool is that you're going to be talking about herbs, natural healing through herbs, and like, for instance, things that are indigenous, perhaps, of the North State, like when you're walking on the trail right. And you see, and then, you have a website so people can go and find out about natural, what do we call it when you do like a, you know, if you've got a wound and you make a
salve.
A salve.
Yes.
Okay.
Salve, poultice.
Poultice. That's what I was looking for.
Yes. When we left, we were talking about what natural remedies, you have, like right. for people with blood pressure.
Right.
Cholesterol and those. I mean, can herbs handle this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've gotten patients completely off their blood pressure medications by their MD, seeing that their blood pressure had dropped back to normal. Cholesterol, we've had patients that were on high doses of Lipitor, and by the time we were done, they were completely taken off the Lipitor, and their cholesterol was fine. So these are actually very easy things to do.
Okay, and these are just natural remedies then?
Absolutely. For example, the cholesterol. We do a mixture of garlic and kelp or garlic and flax. So we have the patient switch out on that every other month. And one patient, for example, their cholesterol was, I call them glue. They were way through the roof. Their doctor said, I'm going to have to put you on Lipitor. The patient said, well, just hold on. Came to me, we went ahead and got him on the herbal medication, you know, the garlic and flax and garlic and kelp, that type of thing. And within 3 months, they had dropped 80 points for their cholesterol, so the doctor chose not to put them on Lipitor.
Huge.
80
huge.
Points is huge.
And, in a month.
And this was without them changing their diet very much at all. They were
in
not,
a month.
Not 3 months.
In 3 months.
Okay,
three
but still, we're yes. talking within half of a year, 80 points is...
Well, a quarter of a year. Yeah, quarter of
tremendous.
A year.
Tremendous.
And it probably was sooner than that.
Well, understood. Okay, yeah.
but it was probably
that's
sooner than that.
That's why I don't balance a checkbook.
well, here's a good...
I round up and I round down.
Well, that's all right. Well, here's an interesting story. You want to talk about fixing things. I had this one patient. He was 76 years old. And, we'd already taken care of him with shingles. He'd gone to the doctor. The doctor's, so 2 years later, he went back to the doctor and he was extremely fatigued. And this is also due to cholesterol. His heart had a 90% blockage, in it. 90% block. He said, what can we do to help him out? So we said, okay, fine. I know that you're not going to change your diet at all. So we gave him this one medication, said, just do this and take care of it because the doctor said, we're going to schedule you for surgery in 3 months, 76-year-old man. So he went ahead and did what we asked him to do. In 3 months, he went back to the doctor to get the surgery scheduled. And the doctor, he said, well, there's no need because we checked you out and you now went from a 90% heart block to zero. And the side effect was everything was working.
Well,
physically.
Now, was this the same, the garlic and the flax?
Or? No, this was using apple cider vinegar and things of that nature. Apple cider vinegar is very high in malic acid. And malic acid literally rotor roots the arteries and cleans them out. And we did that in a combination with some other things, and he went from a 90% block to zero. And these are things that you can do, things that we try to
just
teach about.
Just by using apple cider vinegar, is there anything else you add to it?
And distilled water, things of that nature.
So that's like, you'll see that when you sometimes are in an extreme fast, you will do it, right? Is
oh,
it
absolutely.
Apple cider vinegar is probably
that's one
like,
thing you can do. Absolutely. A lot of people don't realize that when you go through a cleanse, when you go through like a juice cleanse or a fast, your IGF, which is your insulin-like growth factor 1, all right, for most people it's at such and such a level. Well, when you go through a cleanse, it drops to half that level, and what happens is your body goes from what's called a go-go mode, constantly making new cells, to when you drop your insulin growth factor 1 down to half, you suddenly go into a repair mode, which means you're fixing the cells you have instead of making a ton of new ones, which is what can also cause cancer because you're making cells too fast. And see, these are things that we teach to show you how to put your body into a repair mode instead of constantly just making new cells.
Well, if you've got questions for Dr. Spindelelis, give us a call, 530-605-4567, because there's so many questions that we don't even know what to ask as far as as health. And now, are there things like, I don't want this to sound, I don't want this to be, non-serious, but women spend millions of dollars on beauty products for yes. salves and things they put on their face. Are there natural ingredients that you could use that perhaps do the same thing? That would
absolutely.
Be millions of dollars less?
Oh, my gosh.
Not that Linda does that, but I know there's other women.
Linda's beautiful. She doesn't even need it. So
that's sweet, but I do use a lot of product.
Well, it's like my wife said, that the barn doesn't need any paint. But yes, there are so many.
The bones are good.
There you go. There you go. Exactly. There are so many things you can do. We actually, as a little side thing to help our patients out, we actually make this facial cream for our patients. And
I'd be really curious
and try that. It smells like coconut and things like that, and it's extremely moisturizing, and it's just completely natural. It has some aloe vera in it and cocoa butter and things of that nature. So, and these are things that not only our job at the clinic is to educate. And then to help treat our patients for their problems. But the most important thing we do is to teach you how to take care of yourself and where you can go to do these things. And anyone that asks, we will actually teach you how to make your own medications as well.
So. Well, that's, you know, it's kind of an interesting
part.
So
you don't get, eventually, after we help heal you, you can be on your own.
Well, our job is, like we tell our patients, as much as we might love them, our job is to where we don't have to see you again because you're healed.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break here for the news. Our guest is Dr. Arundale Espindoleas, and we're talking natural health, taking care of yourself through natural remedies. New show,
Healing Through Nature, that's kicking off this Sunday. We'll find out what time and more details when we get back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The Boston Police Department confirms 3 more suspects have been arrested in the Boston Marathon bombing case. That's the details so far. More to come. 2.5 years after its passed, Americans still split on President Obama's health care reform.
A 54% majority would repeal the law. 41% would keep it in place. And that's mostly unchanged from about 2 years ago when we asked the same question.
Fox polling director Dana Blanton. New insurance markets open for the uninsured October 1st. Fingers crossed against flooding in Fargo, North Dakota.
Fargo engineer Mark Bittner expects the sandbags to be dismantled soon, but not too soon.
Just want to make sure that the crest is crested and we've got no rain in the forecast.
The Red River, which hit flood stage at 18 feet, is now over 30 feet.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Again, we've just heard that 3 more suspects have been arrested in the Boston Marathon case. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Join us in celebrating an incredible 20 years in the making at Wind River Resort and Casino, Friday, May 3rd through Friday, May 10th, with many bingo, table games, poker, and slot tournament specials. Elements is offering delicious steak and lobster, only $20. Hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more surprises. Celebrate. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Celebrating 20 years in the making. It's better on the river. It's about to get even better on the river. Wynn River Casino is currently undergoing an amazing resort expansion that will include an 84-room hotel, resort-style pool, elegant day spa, and many other new and expanded amenities. Wynn River Resort and Casino appreciates your patience and support during construction and promises to continue making each visit a fantastic experience, including free valet and shuttle services. For more expansion details, log on to WynnRiver.com. And remember, it's about to get even better on the river.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
And if you believe
Carl's
that.
Carl's the boss. Don't worry. Take it. Take it, baby. It's yours.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 65 degrees out there. 8:34 in the morning. May the 1st. If you see any maypole dances going on, please join in. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. Yes, sir.
May I clarify something? I made a comment about if you believe that. That was nothing about the previous commercial. It was about a comment Carl made before the mics went live about, well, I guess Linda made the comment that Carl was in control.
Carl has never been in control.
So to clarify, that was not a reflection on the advertiser.
The only time Carl was ever in control was at one time, like, you know, I was shooting one time. Say, I'm in control, but I wasn't. You know, somebody would say, shoot there.
Hey, no, you're in control when you ride your Harley. You're in control when you give orders.
Behind me on the Harley, you're
totally in control.
Oh, really? What
I
was
have
that
to,
point when somebody smacked me on the helmet
I have
and said,
to give it
you're
up.
Going too fast, you're going too fast.
Surrender
Wait
to the leader.
Wait a minute. Did you just forget that? I had ear damage after you hit me.
That's not true. You know what?
It's time
Play
to go
nice.
Back. It's time to go back to our guest. Our guest is Dr. Aaron
Healing
Dale.
Through nature. He's probably like these aggressive meat eaters. Well, you know what? These aggressive meat eaters. Well, guess what? You know, you're into all kinds of natural foods, be it you. It's not like just because, of course, we've got your show coming up on Sunday. We're excited about natural healing through herbology and educating people that. Dr. Aaron Dale Spindelalis is here this morning. He is our guest and part of our family now. We can say welcome.
I feel like.
Welcome to the family, and wait, tell us what we're going to hear on Sunday.
Be at 1 o'clock every Sunday, and we're going to basically cover a wide variety of topics. Sometimes we'll talk about women's health issues. Sometimes we'll talk about emergency medication, how to take care of yourself in an emergency, men's health, children's health, family in general.
Oh, good. You're going to talk about women's health, because I can tell you. It really is. It's interesting.
Wait, say that again just like that. I could tell you.
I mean,
are you
for women,
feather on the roof here?
Well, for women who are going, I've always looked at the term going through the change as like,
right.
It's a beautiful time, but it's an interesting time because we were talking about this yesterday about how, you know, you turn a certain age, you know, it's chronological age, right. but emotionally and physically, you feel different, and there's this gap that starts to happen in midlife.
Yeah, but there doesn't have to be. For example, this Sunday, for our first show, my wife is going to be my guest. And my wife, I call my herbal poster child. When we first got married, she was on 92 prescription pills a week. And one of those was for hormone replacement therapy. And she had been, we'll be doing this on the show this coming Sunday, talking about that. She's an example of how you don't have to have a problem. Well, you don't have to have hot flashes and night sweats. You don't have to feel like you're in a tower shooting people down. You know, that type of thing.
Carl missed that. Did you even hear what we just said?
No, because as soon as you start talking about going through the change, did you know?
Wait a minute.
Do you know what the three, the seven dwarfs of
menopause
is? No, we don't want to go there.
See, now that puts an ugly name on it. That puts an ugly face on it.
Grumpy.
Yeah, it puts an ugly face on it.
Nasty.
And there's no reason for that, right?
There's absolutely no reason for you.
So 92 prescriptions.
When you say going through the change, it isn't about women. Oh, no. No, not at all. It's about men. Oh my
but
God.
You know what?
Does our lives change?
But it doesn't have to.
But it doesn't have to.
It doesn't
You're
have
right.
to. And my wife will be talking about that on the first show this Sunday, that when her time came, we actually didn't even realize it was happening because it was such a gentle time because her body was ready for it.
Well, you know, one of the things we do before we, before people come in and they have a, get a show with KCNR, we talk a long time with the people,
yep.
and we see what the show's going to be about. We go back and forth. There's, and some shows never make it onto the air. You know, it'd be nice to say, "Oh yeah, we've got 30 shows." Well, we've got sure. we got like I think now we're starting our 21st show, local program Good on right, KCNR. But we could have had another 5, 6, 7 shows that just their premise just wasn't one that would be like a community-wide.
Sure.
That, even if you don't agree with it, they're saying it. Still, there's a big aspect of our community. We talked a long time with the doctor here. And the things that we talked about are just what we're talking about now, that we have a confidence in this man, that what he says is true. He has his degrees. The fact is that he's licensed to practice here in California, the only state that right. – in the United States, is this correct?
Well, it was the first, actually.
The first.
To do
okay,
it.
I'm sorry, yeah. the first.
That's right.
And, but in Europe and, Mexico, Canada, I mean, hey, they're out there everywhere. So
oh, absolutely.
It was just, you know, and you can say, well, this probably had a lot to do with the pharmaceuticals and the AMA and stuff like that. Now, I think also the doctor is saying is that you have your doctor, but, you know, you all are here, I mean, with a natural way of handling things. And if you can drop your cholesterol by taking,
sure.
By doing a
why
drink.
Not try it for a month why, or two or three?
Well, you can do
what
it.
You
can
lose?
Do it in conjunction.
Right.
I mean, if you've got
yeah. you
know, something going on there, but if it's working and it works well, as we believe can happen, then well, guess what? You've just fixed yourself.
Well, the nice thing is that this is actually called complementary medicine, that we work with others. It's an integrative medical approach where there's no reason why we can't work well with MDs and vice versa. You're on Lipitor, fine. Stay on Lipitor if that's what you need to do. We're not here to tell you to get it off of it, and ethically we can't do that anyway. But what we can do is work in a complementary fashion with herbal medications that are not contraindicated, work with you, and the doctor, the MD, will take you off the Lipitor in time because the herbal medications will drop you down. The doctor will see that your dosage now too high on Lipitor and will cut you down. So there's no reason why it can't be a complementary thing. And some people actually will just go, fine, you know what, I just don't feel like working with traditional anymore. I'd like to try complementary instead. One of the things that we've noticed is sometimes we end up being, our clinic ends up being the last resort. People are so tired, they're so sick, they're so burned out, they're not getting the help they need, so they come to us.
And what is the name of your clinic?
NorCal Herbal Studies.
NorCal, where are you located?
We're on 1666 East Cypress, Suite 8.
All right. When we get back, let's find out what do you do? What's the process if somebody's like, I'm sick, I'm tired, sure. I don't want to wait in line, I want to be in control of my body, where I can make my own medication, I can learn how to really
sure.
interact. I want to get off of these $1,000 a month prescriptions
right.
that my insurance isn't covering anymore.
Right.
Help! 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 We'll talk about that when we
sure.
get back. KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else in, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in land
landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bond. 65 degrees out there, 844 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. And it's a locally owned, family operated business. It wants to take care of you and all of your propane needs. Good people doing good work there. Give them a call at 530-365-3793.
We have a new show starting this Sunday called Healing Through Nature that begins at 1 o'clock with our expert herbologist, Dr. Aaron Del Spindeleas. Let's go to the phones. Bob, sorry to have you working like there, fast with all those numbers. Alice, you are on the line live. Do you have a question for the doctor?
Oh, yes, I'm so thrilled that he's a part of the community. This is a wonderful asset. My question is, how does he deal with severe adrenaline exhaustion? Severe adrenaline exhaustion.
Absolutely. It's funny that you brought that up. In the past month, we have been dealing extensively with patient after patient coming into the clinic with adrenal fatigue. We have developed a formula that we've been using with our patients, and it has had great success. It has herbal medications in it using, for example, maca, and it has Panaxinic, which is a type of ginseng. Basically, what we do is our goal is to try to get you cleansed and healthy to where you're eating better. We recommend a holistic approach where we'd like to see you eating better, dietary change, lifestyle changes. But we ask you to do those in baby steps. We don't expect you to just jump right in and become a perfect eating individual, but we recommend certain things, and then we also, like I said, we have this formula which actually supports the adrenals and brings you back up naturally, and we also have in-house testing, saliva testing, so we can check your hormones out. For example, you probably sound like someone who is your cortisol was too high for too long a period of time through stress, and so we have herbal medications that calms the adrenal glands down, heals them, and brings them back up. It's been very successful.
You have saliva testing in-house?
Yes, we do. We have a lab that we work with out of Oregon, so we go ahead and...
Oh, that's superb.
Yes, and so we now offer that to our patients.
Excellent. Terrific.
Okay, Alice, I assume you're going to be listening in at 1 o'clock on Sunday, plus you'll probably
you
be...
You bet I am.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Alice, thank you very much for your phone call.
Well, let's go to our next caller. I love it when you guys are engaging with our doctor here. Do you have a question for the doctor, Nicole? Nicole, you're live.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yes, I would like to ask the doctor, I know you're short on time, about memory.
Yes.
I'm losing my memory.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. That can be from a variety of different reasons. We would actually want to sit down and talk with you and go over a medical history. But just in general, it can be usually from lifestyle choices, dietary things of that nature. One of the things we find that does help extensively, there are two herbs that seem to work well, and there are no contraindications with any kind of medication that you have, and that would be ginkgo. What ginkgo does is it actually increases the blood flow and oxygen level to the small capillaries that are in the brain. That in and of itself helps with memory. And then we also like using the herb skullcap, which actually, skullcap and rosemary actually feed the brain. So those are two very generic things I can tell you, but we've had a lot of success dealing with that.
Oh, thank you. And do you have a phone number, Kathy?
Sure. Yeah, you can call us at 722-0628 or 396-2443. You can call the 396-2443. That'll get you.
Okay. Why don't you give that again?
Thank
give
you.
It slower.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Nicole.
Sure. You can call the clinic at 396-2443.
Well, this is a perfect timing because as we know, with all of the implementations with Obamacare, we're having our insurance, so many things are changing. We are really searching for how we can be in control of our bodies and not let them control us. And well, that's what's happening.
Well, yeah. Actually, we just got our first patient because of Obamacare. The doctor, the patient is just turning 80 years old, and the doctor turned her away saying, we're not going to be able to work with you once it kicks in. So we've actually started seeing patients because of this happening.
You know what? And I'm finding other alternative care practitioners are starting to see this.
Yes.
Because they are not going to be covered by their insurance. So
absolutely.
They are looking for people that can help them. And you are just, you know, like I said, this is very fortuitous that we've had Dr. Russo, have you, and people also learning how to make your life more peaceful. Also, it's
right.
Just, you know, when you're talking like with Danny and
Trudy Crapping, and chiropractor
right.
and her people.
And Trudy starting this whole, the whole thing 4 years ago. Here on the station, so it's just kind of expanded.
Weston yeah. Price, and she's into all of the good, the natural healing and the natural foods that are that help us as well. So
and it's wonderful seeing it here in Reading.
Yes.
Well, I think that here in Reading is that there's a spot for it, and I,
yes.
You know what, I even in Selma, you go up to Selma, you think of high price and all this, but they imported foods. They are going garden to table. They have
I like that.
They have gone yes. and they're growing all, a lot of their own vegetables, and it's going
wonderful.
Straight from the garden right to the table with it, and then their own beef. So, I mean, you can't get much more natural than that.
Well, anyway. Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food.
We'll take a break on that one. Carl Linda Bott, our guest is Dr. Arundale Spindeles, and Healing Through Nature. His new show is going to begin at 1 p.m. on Sunday. We'll be right back.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build the dream with 3 full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins Friday when friends and family gather at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Clear Angle Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment, food, and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m. Free entry forms online at ShastaDamboree.org. Then celebrate the City of Shasta Lake's 20th anniversary at Clear Angle Park with live music, arts and crafts, food and drink. The first 800 attendees will receive free food and drink vouchers. Margaret Polk Park will host the Show and Shine and Auto Swap Meet. Sunday, enjoy the all-new Garden Fair in Clear Angle Park featuring plants, seeds, antiques, pottery, and much more. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. The annual Shasta Damboree this weekend.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool.
221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Well, I won't. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. 65 right now. It's going to be a high near 83 today. Really breezy, so be watching out. And for that, if you're driving around on the freeway, tomorrow, sunny with a high near 90 and clear tomorrow night. And Friday, sign is going to be even hotter. Sunny with a high near 93. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. In fact, tomorrow night is pizza night, and there's always music on the weekends. 474-5546. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Redding and all of the North State. They take great pride in the cars, trucks, and SUVs that they offer to their neighbors, and you get neighbor prices. And their service department is absolutely second to none. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 223-2177.
We have a new show starting on Sunday that is called Healing Through Nature, and the host of that show is with us today, Dr. Arundel Spindalelis, and we've been taking the calls this morning, loving engaging with you, our listeners. Bob, you're live. Do you have a question for the doctor?
Good morning. It's more of a little story about the vinegar.
Sure.
In 72, I was on Treasure Island, and I sprained my bench pressing. I sprained my shoulder A-joint, and so I couldn't lift my arm up. And so every so often during the years, up until 79, I would get a flare-up. And this, I was at the gym, and this guy told me about this vinegar and honey. So I took that, and it cleared it up. That was in 79. And
congratulations.
I had any more issues with my shoulder.
That's wonderful, because part of what the apple cider vinegar does, besides cleaning out your arteries, it will also help dissolve out the calcium deposits that occur from the inflammation from injury. So that's probably what happened with you. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that. It was just the white vinegar and honey.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be careful with that. The apple cider vinegar is a lot healthier for you, but you did the job. Yeah. Good job.
I am taking that apple cider.
Very, good. Very good. Very yeah. good.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for the phone
Thank
call,
you.
Bob.
Well, one of the things that we wanted to make sure is that, you know, as we've been having this discussion this morning, Doctor, you know, you were talking about the ginkgo and the
right.
things, is that you encourage people listening to come see you so you can really begin the chart of what you've been taking. Don't just go out and buy ginkgo
right.
and think, I'm going to take, 10 pills a day because Joe down the street told me to. There could be a toxic backlash.
We have a real problem with that. We'll have people that get recommendations in some of these stores and without knowing their medical history. For example, I just spoke about garlic, how good it is for dropping Lipitor. But you can't be taking garlic if you're also on Coumadin, because Coumadin is a blood thinner. Garlic is a very efficient blood thinner. So if you take the two together, it's contraindicated. So while garlic is a very good thing for you, you need to know when and when not to take it. So you don't
because
just go out.
Natural remedies can hurt you, too, if you do it incorrectly.
If you do it incorrectly.
If you do it incorrectly. Like you
right.
just said, garlic and Coumadin
do not
is
work
not
well.
Good.
No.
So people like that will take a, say, oh, yeah, just like you said, hon, I'll just take 8,000 units of ginkgo and I can do better. But that is... No, wrong.
Well, a perfect example is back in the 80s when kelp diets were really the rage.
Right.
And it would help you to lose weight, whatever it was. But because I can recall, you know, so I have friends that did that and
right.
ended up having thyroid issues because of overdosing on something that their body, they weren't attuned to.
Yeah. Most of the problem that occurs with that is not the kelp in and of itself, but because they got a kelp extract. They got a standardized version. So what happens is if you take in kelp from a whole herb, your body will only use what it needs to do. But if you take kelp from a standardized, you're basically force feeding the body and you can cause yourself damage. So you need to be educated.
Okay. Our guest is Dr. Arundel Spindalelis. And he's got tell us the name of your business again.
NorCal Herbal Studies.
NorCal Herbal Studies, and it's, where is it?
At 1666 East Cypress, Suite 8.
And what's the phone number?
396-2443, and we take in patients by appointment.
All right. And, but even, I mean, as important as that is, and that is the most important thing, but he's also beginning the show. Yes. He and his bride are starting a show here, yes. Healing Through Nature, and it's going to begin this Sunday at 1 p.m. It follows Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk, which follows the Don Shulman Show, which follows We the People, which follows Fisher Financial. So we start at 7 in the morning, and this is a strong series. And, again, a show that's going to be great for the community and something that people can use. And you're looking forward to, I know, to phone calls. And if you've got something, as we've already heard today, we already had 3 phone calls about people that want to be seen.
Right. We encourage phone calls on the show.
We got one. We got about 1 minute left. Can you give us a 30-second sayonara until Sunday?
Sure, absolutely. The most important thing in your life is your health. And I know that they say if you don't have your health, you don't have anything else. If you have your health, you have everything. Don't be discouraged. Don't lose hope. That's one of the most important things I can tell people. We have patients right now that are there because they've lost hope, and they end up finding a way to be healed. Remember that you are the one that's the healer, not me, not an MD, not anybody else. You're the one that's the healer. Own what's going on with you. Take responsibility, and we'll be there with you.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much,
Doctor.
Hey, tomorrow on our show, we're going to have some of the people from the Turtle Bay Board of Directors. We're going to talk about this possible buy of the property from the city and what impact that's going to have on the city.
And maybe a Patrick Jones sighting.
Yeah, there may be a Patrick Jones sighting from the city council. We're also going tonight, we're heading on out to Sierra Pacific to take a tour through the mill there. I'm looking forward to that.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Brady. New arrests in connection with the Boston Marathon bombing. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has what we know so far live.
Boston police have confirmed that 3 new suspects are in custody. A source familiar with the arrests say they are suspected of giving some kind of assistance and possible cover to the Tsarnaev brothers. 2 of the new suspects are reportedly 2 university students from Kazakhstan who had an immigration hearing earlier this morning. It remains unclear who the 3rd suspect is. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was killed during a gunfight with police several days after the bombings. His younger brother is in custody, recovering from multiple gunshot wounds in a hospital prison. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. Boston police say there is no threat to the public. They are expected to confirm more information on these new arrests later today. Now, word of the new arrests comes amid ongoing scrutiny over the U.S. handling of information on one bombing suspect more than a year before the attacks. A hearing